Well, good morning, everyone. As you can see, we're going to be talking about genetically modified food this morning. And I notice a lot of you have already scribbled on your pizza paper this definition, okay? And obviously that's one of the reasons it's sitting there. And this is the definition from law in the European Union, okay? The Novel Foods Regulation defines genetically modified food as a food which is or which is made from a genetically modified organism and which contains genetic material or protein resulting from the modification. Well, I'm not going to assume today that any of you are biologists, but some of you may be. How many of you are biologists? Nobody. Right, well then I've got a more than usually uphill task, but let's not worry about that. Okay, what are we going to do? Okay, first of all, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about genetic modification and what that means. GM, genetic modification. And then we're going to talk about the issue of GM food and the related issue of whether that food is safe, food safety. And then at the end, we'll talk about some of the wider issues that are brought up by this business of GM and GM food. So first of all, what is GM? Well, first of all, you have to understand what a gene is, right? And I'm going to talk to you a bit about genes and DNA. DNA is a molecule, a chemical, with the difficult name, which I don't want you to try and remember, but you can look it up if you like. DNA stands for deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA is easier. Yeah? Right. Okay. Genes and DNA. Okay? A gene. What is a gene? A gene is an inherited character. Okay? An organism has characteristics, which geneticists sometimes call traits. T-R-A-I-T-S, traits. Okay, and some of those characteristics will be inherited from generation to generation. Okay, so you all know, right, from experience, that certain of your characteristics have been inherited from your parents. Perhaps the colour of your eyes, perhaps the colour of your hair. But of course, more broadly, things like height are genetically determined, but they're genetically determined in complicated ways. So these inherited characters, okay, are represented, as it were, in the organism by these things called genes. Genes are the, as it were, the invisible business which you have, which leads to these inherited characters. But they are also, we now know, they are also molecules. Okay, so genes are molecules of this chemical we call DNA. Okay? Now, how is it that this molecule, which we inherit from our parents, okay, and it's part in the cell, these molecules are contained in the cell nucleus, in the things we call chromosomes, okay? And we inherit those from our parents. How is it that these molecules, these genes, give us the characteristics? And the answer comes that they do so by interaction with the environment. Now this is a diagram, okay, which shows you, and I use now a few genetic terms, okay, the relationship between genes and characters. Now in genetics, we call the collection of all the genes in an organism the genotype. So this means all the genes, okay, and we call the collection of all the characteristics the phenotype.